Ah, summer. Weekends at the beach, getaways at the lake house, and of course the stress of baking in the sun as you crawl your way through honking traffic toward all those relaxing destinations. With Americans taking an estimated 270 million leisure trips this summer, you can expect plenty of gridlocked highways, backed-up byways, and nonstop honking on interstates. You don't have to let the frustration turn into rage, though. Instead, you can look inside yourself and channel that negative energy into something positive, like a haiku or maybe even a honku.
Lawyer on cell phone tries corporate and freeway mergers at same time.
That was NPR's very own Robert Siegel reading a honku by Aaron Napperstick, a poetic form he created to offset road rage. He's collected those poems in a new book called Honku, The Zen Antidote to Road Rage, and he joins us now from member station WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio. Aaron, how did you turn your traffic frustration into poetry? How'd this idea come about?
Well, I lived in a very loud apartment in a nice neighborhood in Brooklyn called Cobble Hill, and I had always had a lot of horn honking directly beneath my window. But I guess basically this one day it got to be way too much. There was a guy, and he was pretty much just sitting beneath my window, leaning on the horn nonstop, continuously for, you know, 2, maybe 3 minutes. And I decided that if he was still on the horn by the time I got back from my fridge with a carton of eggs, he was going to get one on the windshield. And, you know, I felt very sort of, you know, righteous about it. Like I was sort of the judge delivering the sentence, and it was just. And I you know, took me a couple shots, but I got his windshield. And, you know, by the time the egg hit the windshield, he was basically out of his car.
Uh-oh.
And going completely insane.
You know. So you realized it was better to turn it into poetry.
Yeah. So at that point, I realized that was better for, you know, my own health and safety and everyone else's.
We're going to hear one of your another one of your honkus right now. Let's listen to this.
The morning commute, a funeral procession. Each drives his own hearse.
That was NPR's Bob Edwards reading a honku. And you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. All right, Aaron, so tell me how you got to writing your very, very first honku then after this experience, how you decided, well, I've got to channel this anger and energy into something more positive.
I mean, basically, it was sort of, you know, it was just kind of self-preservation, I think. I suppose I had been getting a lot of these, you know, over the email, I was getting a lot of haikus about Windows computers crashing and haikus for Jews. And, you know, on email, there's always all these haikus floating around. So I think that might have been how I partly got the idea. And I don't know, I just sat down one day. The honking got really bad again one day, and I was like pacing around my apartment thinking, oh my God, what am I going to get the eggs? No, don't get the eggs. You know, don't do eggs again. Eggs bad. So I sat down and just started writing these haiku poems about honking. And I, you know, it really gave me sort of a sense of power, you know, over the honkers in a way. I felt kind of like I was sort of honking back. Just the act of writing them was very satisfying in terms of just, you know, calming my New York City road rage.
Now, do you find yourself writing honkus in the car now when somebody gets you mad? Can you actually truly get that zen that instead of getting angry, you write a honku in your head?
You know, I do every once in a while still. I think it's generally made me better at just kind of, you know, when something is making me kind of crazy or frustrated, just sort of, you know, taking a breath, step back from it, kind of observe it. And, you know, then you can go the next step and sort of condense it down into a little 5-7-5 honku poem. But even just taking the step back really helps.
Why model this on the haiku form as opposed to, say, a limerick or an ode?
You know, some people did start writing limericks and posting them to the lampposts. But I think there's something inherent in the form. And actually, I started doing a little bit of research on Japanese haiku, and I discovered that it was in some ways very similarly used in Japan when it emerged, I think in the 18th century, where it's sort of, I mean, there's something about the form that really kind of has a you know, you have so little space to work within. You have to cram an entire moment or experience into this little teeny 17-syllable, you know, observation.
Let's hear one more just so people get the idea of what we're talking about.
All claim innocence in line at the impound lot. Above, winged pigs soar.
That, of course, was nice. NPR's Carl Castle.
And,
oh, you know,
good.
I have to tell you that you've inspired our listeners. I have to read. We've been getting some hunkus in here for you. Here's one that's actually a biker hunku. Splitting lanes at rush, Beamer tries to cut me off. Taste my righteous chain.
Nice. The cyclists love the honku.
I bet.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Now, just quickly, because we're almost out of time, you've actually expanded this interest in traffic beyond penning these honkus.
Yeah. I started working with a group in New York City called Transportation Alternatives, and we're going after audible car alarms, among other things. We've had some success in getting cars out of Prospect Park in Brooklyn, but now we're taking on car alarms, and that's been kind of fun because we've discovered that they're utterly and completely useless. There's no data to show that they do anything effective at all in reducing theft. So, you know, it's time for the – and there's also all these alternatives that are silent out there. So yeah. We're trying to get rid of them.
All right. Well, good luck to you, Aaron.
Thank you.
Aaron Napperstuck is author of Hunku, The Zen Antidote to Road Rage. He joined us from member station WCPN in Cleveland, Ohio. In Washington, I'm Lynn Neary, NPR News.